session on Senate Bill 5546, and LFO, would you lead us through this, please?
Sure. Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, you should have received yesterday from in your inboxes the work session papers for Senate Bill 5546, which is the budget bill for the Department of State Lands. If you didn't bring those with you, I provided additional copies for you. So it's just a standard memo giving you a little bit of summary information on page one, and then page two, more detail on program units. We've got the recommended bill amendments, performance measures, budget note, and final motion. So I'll just start walking you through the spreadsheet, if that's okay.
Just a quick comment on performance measures first.
Okay.
This agency has a lot of performance measures. We would like to see those honed down in the interim and brought back in the next session with more deletions and maybe some more measurable outcomes. That's something that we would like to maybe work on during the interim. Okay. And just to get it in the record, I think you understand that already. So you have your roadmap for the next 18 months, okay? Or maybe 16 months or 14 months, whenever we get out of here, okay? All right? Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, members, if you'll turn, the first four pages are simply, they simply summarize information at the agency wide level. So if you'll turn to page 5 of 15, that begins the first program unit, and that's the Common School Fund. And in the middle of that page 5, we'll start with package 090, and that's called the Analyst Adjustments, and that's an $18,887 other funds reduction from the budget for savings from the Smart Buy program, and LFO recommends that you approve that package. Package 101, do you want me to just continue?
Just continue. Okay. We'll stop whenever we have questions. Anyone has raised a question, just say so, and we'll move through this, okay?
Package 101 is called Continue Current Revenue Generation to the Common School Fund. This is a package that continues limited duration positions. Most, if not all, of these positions actually have been limited duration for at least a couple of biennia, if not more, and typically limited duration positions are for a biennium. So this package would continue these positions as permanent. There are three in the trust property section, three in field operations, and one in the fiscal unit of finance and administration. And LFO recommends that you approve this package, which would include making the positions permanent, but modify the package for the PERS rate reduction, which, as you know, is reduced from the 15.52% assumed in the governor's budget to 14.63%.
Could you also point out to us, as you go along, where there might be differences of the House?
Sure. Mr. Chair, in this particular situation, in the House version of the budget for Department of State Lands, these positions are continued as limited duration. So,
is there any difference in the numbers?
I don't believe so. Senator Schultz, but I do have
the policy debate. I think we all understand that after several sessions, you start running into a difficulty with maintaining qualified personnel. They don't get a job, they go to other agencies, we lose them, versus concerns about the increase in government as far as making jobs move to further.
Sure. Senator Shields, to answer your question, no, there's no difference in the dollars. As with the Senate budget in the House budget, there's a reduction in the package for the PERS rate change, and so both packages are for $803,008 and seven
there
positions.
Any rationale for the keeping limited duration rather than permanent? After how many biennium are we talking about?
At least two, possibly three.
We're just
Senator
wondering
Shields.
About the rationale. That's
yeah. I believe the discussion in the on the House side had to do with wanting to have the agency continue to gather information on the revenue that's generated by these positions before making them permanent. Package 103 is called Increase the Long-Term Return to the Common School Fund. You have to flip the page to continue with that package. This is a package that adds other funds limitation and non-limited other funds for two permanent positions to help the agency implement the asset management plan, including selecting specific lands to be sold, preparing them for sale, and processing the transactions. The non-limited expenditures are for the transaction costs. LFO's recommendation is that you approve the package as modified for the PERS rate reduction, and that's the $1,670 other funds reduction there. But establish the positions as limited duration and then request the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule a third of the limitation until the agency provides an update to the emergency board on the progress of these positions in generating revenue for and increasing the value of the Common School Fund. In the House version, this package was not approved, and so there would be a significant difference there between the House and the Senate version. Package.
Why are we just being serenaded? I mean, doesn't it, your music's supposed to make you feel good.
Package 104 is the Portland Harbor cleanup. This would provide other funds expenditure limitation for AG costs associated with the Portland Harbor cleanup. LFO's recommendation is that you reduce the package to $230,880 other funds. And that essentially provides the agency with a half-time attorney for this issue. And that would be with the understanding that the Department of Administrative Services will unschedule the limitation until the agency demonstrates the need for it. The agency also, you might recall that the package in the agency's budget provided for a full-time attorney for issues related to the cleanup of the harbor. If the agency finds that it needs more attorney general services than what this budget provides, it can always come back to the emergency board and ask for additional limitation.
As Senator Bates did and the others, are there differences between these two that you just mentioned, package 103 and 104 in the House version?
Senator Shields, there are. In 103, the House version does not provide anything for policy option package 103. So no funding, no positions. Package 104, also the House version does not provide any limitation, additional limitation for AG costs. They do have their base budget.
Which is, but
I believe the base budget.
But what I'm saying is this 288, well, the total is 798.
Mm-hmm.
What's the House give?
Senator Shields, zero.
That's the bottom line that I wanted to know.
Okay. And the same with package 104.
Yeah.
The House version there is zero. And I believe the direction was to the agency to request from the emergency board any additional limitation it might need if it couldn't cover its AG costs in 0507 with the base budget.
Okay.
Package 106 is called Support for Statewide Bridge Repair and Economic Revitalization. This includes general fund support and other funds expenditure limitation to continue as permanent three limited duration positions in the economic development area. Two positions are funded by ODOT and are to provide removal fill permits for ODOT projects, and one position is an economic revitalization liaison. And that was initially provided through House Bill 2011 from the 2003 session. If you'll flip to page 7, you'll see there are some adjustments in that package for the PERS rate reduction, and the LFO recommendation is that you approve that package as modified for the PERS adjustments, and then continue the ODOT-related positions as limited duration, and then the remaining economic revitalization position as permanent. In the House version for 106, The House provided the same level of funding that you see there, the total funds of $433,154, and the three positions, but kept all three positions limited duration instead of making any of them permanent.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to look.
Mr. Chair, just to bring you up to speed, we've talked about Package 103, which provides the two positions for the asset management plan, Package 104, the Portland Harbor cleanup, 106, support for statewide bridge repair and economic revitalization, and we're on Package 108.
Okay, so you've done 103 at the asset management plan?
Yes, we have.
Did you have any discussion about that?
We talked about the difference, mainly the difference between this budget and the House version as far as this package is concerned.
Okay.
And the same with the other packages.
Just to get this on the record, this is in the Department of State lands, if you could pick one thing from my point of view in this session that's important, it's this. And it hasn't been emphasized enough. I believe, if I'm correct in this, this is the two positions that we'll be looking at potentially developing the land that we're getting on our agreement with the federal government, the land that exists between areas of Bend and Redmond. That potentially is extremely valuable land. And you have a couple of choices, this kind of thing. You can sell it off and reinvest the money, which I think is a terrible choice and the worst one you could make. You could do what most big developers do when they own a piece of property like this of this value. They develop it, and they lease it, but they maintain ownership themselves, and in this case for the state, the school fund for kids. And to do that, you need some professional people. This is a potentially $100 million project or more. And to put these people on board, to hire people from private industry who know how to do this, I think is extremely important. I didn't get that quite when we were taking testimony. Maybe I missed it. But this is an extremely important package. I'm glad that we've got it back on our side. It is particularly concerning to me what the underlying policy is from the House side not putting it back in. They may have other issues with this I don't know about. But I want to emphasize, from my point of view, I don't want the land sold off. I do want it developed. It should be done professionally. And I think we need someone from outside the department to do it. So I think this is an extremely important package for us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a minimal amount of money we're looking at the potential of this land. Okay?
Yeah. And we pointed out that the House hasn't put anything into this at this point.
The land's going to sit there, or maybe their thought is to sell it off. I don't know. It vaguely reminds me of what happened at the turn of the century when we lost 4.5 million acres of land that should have been the common school fund, and other states held onto that land. Several legislators went to jail at that time.
Yes, that's what I was remembering.
Yeah. And it was not one of the glorious moments in Oregonian history, so we don't want any repeats of even any sense like that. So this is something that should be handled properly, developed properly, with people who have real expertise in this.
Right.
The only thing I ask for is no more golf courses in Central. No.
Oh.
More fishing.
More fishing would be fine. I can deal with that. But it's a real blessing, and we should take advantage of it. Okay. Thank you for your time. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair and members, then we're on package 108 on page 7. Unless, Mr. Chair, you wanted me to repeat.
No. Go ahead.
Okay. 108 would add other funds expenditure limitation and a permanent position to address additional fiscal workload in the agency and reclassify two positions. The LFO recommendation is to approve the reclassifications as modified for the PERS rate reduction, but do not approve the additional position, and this is per the Senate budget plan.
How's this additional fiscal workload come about?
Mr. Chair and Senator Shields, I believe I will have to look that up in the budget package.
I don't want to slow you down. You
I think on. Just over time, as the workload of the agency has increased.
The agency have to answer that question.
Yeah, we might want to do that.
Yeah, and can do that real fast.
Mm-hmm. Help us out here.
Okay, sure. This position is.
You identify yourself.
Oh, sorry, Ann Hannes, Director, Department of State Lands. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this position is actually focused on our accounts receivables for billing. We don't, of the, about $85 million that we bring in from various activities, we don't have one person focused on making sure that our accounts receivables are done on a timely basis and that we get that money in and we process it and we make sure the billings go out on a timely basis. So this is something we really wanted to do in terms of tightening our overall business activities for the benefit of the Common School Fund.
So the end result is they could get more money quicker for the Common School Fund out of this. Sounds like a very good deal here.
How big are your ARs? How dated? You know how big they are and how dated they are?
Let me bring up Pamela. Pamela is our fiscal manager.
We probably shouldn't be doing this point, but we'll get through it real quick, okay?
Chair Bates, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Pamela Constantopoulos, and I'm the fiscal manager for the Department of State Lands. Over the course of a biennium, we receive about $85 million from a multitude of different sources. With respect to the aging Right now, it's spread throughout various different programs, and there's no centralized process. I cannot tell you how old the oldest one is, because right now the receivables, with respect to the billing is concerned, is spread too far and wide throughout the agency. At this point, I would like to get it centralized so that we have control over making sure that the billings go out on a timely basis and that there's an aging. When they're 30 days past due, a past due notice comes out, 60 days, and the 90 days, then it gets turned over to collections. So, but there are accounts out there that are beyond 90 days at this point, and we want to get control of it.
You know what your total ARs are by any chance?
You mean including the aged amounts?
Being over 30 days?
I don't have a handle on it because of the way that it's spread out at this point in time.
Thank you.
And this person is supposed to correct that or help correct that deficiency. Okay. Good plan. Sorry, Mr. Chair, if I'm slowing you down. I don't want to get in the way.
No, this is open up for an interesting conversation I wish we'd had a couple months ago. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair and Senator Shields, I would point out, and I don't recall if this subcommittee heard it, but the agency did talk about a reorganization that it is trying to undertake, and they have an opportunity, too, to look at the positions throughout the organization to see what they're doing and possibly use one of those positions to meet this priority.
Thank you.
So that's just an opportunity for them, but I don't think it's been looked at in detail. Then package, let me wrap up 108. I'm not sure if I finished that. The total package would be for the reclasses, and that would be $26,995 total funds. Then package 110 is called wetlands delineations, and this would add other funds expenditure limitation for a limited duration position to work as a specialist for reviewing and processing wetlands delineation reports. And that's based on the assumption that a fee for this is approved by the 2005 legislature, and the LFO recommendation is that you not approve the package since it doesn't appear that the agency's fee bill will be approved by this legislature. But if ultimately there is one, the agency can always come back to the emergency board for additional limitation and position authority.
Mr. Chair, I'll point out that in the Rules Committee we heard that bill yesterday and have some amendments, so it's at least moving forward at some kind of rate of speed. I can't tell you.
And it's a Senate bill?
It's Mr. Chair and Senator Shields, I believe it's a House Bill 2265, and it was actually in front of the House Budget Committee. It came down with the fee proposal in it, and the House removed that and sent it on its way in a very modified version, and I think that's the version you saw in front of you yesterday.
And we have amendments to restore it to what it originally was.
Right, right.
We'll go back for concurrence then.
Yeah.
Yeah, the House just adjourned for 3 days.
That's
correct. Right.
That's Sunday.
We have no work to do.
Okay.
Package 112 is the shared receptionist for enhanced building security, and this provides other funds expenditure limitation and a permanent position to act as a gatekeeper for the state lands building, and the state lands building is shared by several agencies. Now, the agency has developed this package based on a proposed increase in the lease rate, which I believe they stated that would bring their lease rate up to the uniform rent rate charged by the state. However, my understanding is that the uniform rent rate is being decreased for 0507, and so it would actually make the lease rate a little higher than the uniform rent rate. That would cover a portion of the position, and then the remaining costs would be covered by the Common School Fund. This isn't in the Senate budget plan, so LFO's recommendation is that you not approve the package or the position.
Is it in the House plan?
It is not in the House plan. And just to backtrack a little bit, Mr. Chair, the wetlands delineation package also is not in the House plan, and package 108, the House approved the reclassifications but not the additional position. The next package Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, is package 801 LFO analyst adjustments. This would adjust the budget where we haven't already done so for the PERS rate reduction and also for the Attorney General hourly rate reduction from the 119 assumed in the governor's budget to the 111 approved by another subcommittee. And it also makes a technical adjustment to the non-limited other funds to recognize that the common school fund distributions in 05-07 are going to be significantly higher than what was anticipated at the time the governor's budget was developed. So that's what the $54.6 million is in the non-limited other funds column. You might recall that the amount anticipated in the governor's budget was 35.3, so that would bring the total distributions in 05-07 to $89.9 million to schools from the Common School Fund. So that completes the packages for the Common School Fund program unit. Then if you turn to page 9, this is the Oregon Wetlands Revolving Fund program unit, and there's only one package in this budget unit for your consideration, and that's package 111. It's called Increase Expenditure Limitation for Wetland Mitigation Bank, and it would simply add other funds expenditure limitation for an expected increase in the number of projects to be funded. The LFO recommendation is that you reduce the package by $200,000, which would leave $200,000 in the package. And this is simply based on the uncertainty of exactly how many projects would be funded and at what cost. And as with other packages, the agency may request additional limitation from the emergency board if they find that that's necessary, if this level of limitation doesn't cover all the projects that they expect to have in 05-07.
And, Mr. Chair, if I'm asking too many questions, this uncertainty of exactly how many projects will be funded, was this a discussion you had with the division? Have some reason why you think it's only about half as many as they think are going to go forward? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Mr. Chair and Senator Shields, yes, that's correct. I had asked them for some projections on what they were expecting in 05-07 as well as to historical data, and based upon that information, I came up with this recommendation. I was kind of surprised. There was a bill passed last session, I believe it was, that, and they expected that to increase the level of activity in this fund, and it really didn't very much as far as I could see. And in discussions with the agency, one of the things that they said about not funding as many projects as they had anticipated was that they didn't have the limitation, which kind of surprised me, because an agency can always come to the emergency board and ask for an increase in limitation if they find that's necessary. So considering all those things, I just have some in my mind, uncertainty as to the level of funding that's really necessary to cover the projects. And again, they do have the ability to come to the emergency board.
Looking at the politics of it all.
I try not to do that, Senator Shields.
but that's partly my job, okay? And you look at that and you say to yourself, well, going to the emergency board for an appropriation ain't going to happen. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Mr. Chair, if I could, Mr. Chair and Senator Shields, from a technical standpoint, an appropriation in my mind is general fund, and sometimes it is very difficult for an agency to go to the emergency board and be competing with all the other requests that are before the emergency board for a finite amount of resources that are in the emergency fund, i.e. the general fund. In this case, the agencies would have the money. They just wouldn't have the limitation, which is, a kind of a control mechanism to keep an agency from spending everything that they get. They would just need an increase in that limitation.
Okay. So you're saying the money's there.
Correct.
So, Shields, I may be wrong on this, but my sense was that there's not a huge policy issue here. It's just the process. The program hasn't been used a lot.
Okay.
And if the program expanded in the next 18 months, that I don't think there'd be a lot of objection to it. It's other funds, and it'll probably be sort of a willing seller sort of thing. I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
I don't see it as having a problem.
All right.
Can you bring Anna? Can you come up again for me? And
There's currently
Ann
Hannes, Director of Department of State Land. I'll get that straight one of these days. I believe we have about $1.7 million currently in the wetland revolving mitigation revolving fund, and this is money that is that developers pay in lieu of mitigation, where they don't do it themselves, and we use that then to fund various projects for wetland mitigation. So right now we only have a limitation that allows us to spend so much of the $1.7 million that we have. We could fund, you know, there's watershed councils around the state that want to fund projects and other projects that others are proposing. So we were hoping to try to do more of those projects around the state. And yes, you know, we can come to the e-board, but sometimes we may not know that until later in the biennium how things are going.
E-board meets every 9 days. Have you had a problem on policy level getting more limitation?
Depends on for what type of projects. For the Wetland Mitigation Bank, I think up until this last biennium, we haven't spent close to where the limitation has been. This biennium, I think we're spending a lot closer to where that is, and that's why we want more money. The $200,000, you know, we'll live with that. If we need to have more, we can come back, too. But if we had a higher amount, we could do more with that, with watershed councils and others.
I'm not quite sure I'm hearing this. Is the $200,000 limitation stopping you from doing programs right now, or are you concerned it will in the future and you won't be able to get the rest of the limitation, or are you in a situation where you think you can come back to the e-board, they meet every 90 days and say we'd like to have more limitation?
We can. We're currently limited to spending up to only a certain amount, even though we have $1.7 million in the bank. If we, you know, there's nothing to stop us certainly to come to the e-board, and we can do that.
Has your experience of been coming to the e-board for mitigation for this program been that you've been turned down in the past?
I don't think we've been turned down. I don't think we've come to the e-board.
I hear her saying that they haven't necessarily come, and as I look back over this budget and look at their history of difficulty, well, you can see how many things weren't funded up till now. I'm just wondering if they bump up against that ceiling, that's going to mean that they're put in kind of a Hobson's choice of running a gauntlet, potentially, at e-board, or just turning down local watershed councils, whether it's Johnson Creek in my district or something down in your district or out there in the good senator from Pendleton's district. You know, and it's mitigation money. It's money that has been placed there for the purpose of doing this by developers. And it seems that we kind of have just made a decision that since they haven't used it in the past, and it sounds like a program that's ramping up, they might well be able to get to $300,000. But I don't want to raise these questions this late in the game.
That's when we do raise questions. It also sets us up for this is not the end of the game. We have lots of issues to resolve, and now's the time to raise those issues. Do you remember any other further discussion with that with co-chairs or anybody else on this?
Mr. Chair, no. I guess I don't know if this would help, but and I see that you don't have your budget binders in front of you, but in 0103, the expenditures for the revolving fund were at $315,651. They're budget for 0305 is at $350,000. And as the director indicated, it looks like they're going to spend all of that. This would give them not the $400,000 that they're requesting in the package, but an additional $200,000. So they would be at $550,000 for 0507. And again, even though there was legislation passed where the agency thought that there would be a significant increase in 0305, that doesn't appear to have happened. And based on that information, and projecting that per 0507, it appears to me at least that the $550,000 is adequate, given that they have the fallback with the emergency board.
Because their total limitation is about $550,000, because this is additional.
With the additional.
So with this, you go from $350,000 to $550,000.
Correct.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it is an increase, and for that, I'm pleased that we're going to have that increase.
I would have a sense of this. We should build this package and have you come back to E-Board and E-Board.
Well, we'll make sure you're there, Mr. Chair, and watching this issue at that time. Others of us may be resting someplace.
Yeah, thank
we'll
you very
sure
much.
We'll make sure you're there.
We'll see
right, Senator? Right, right.
Moving. Moving on. Thank you.
Sure. Sorry, I don't want to delay us.
Mr. Chair and members, and just to try to be consistent with what we've been doing all along, the House version, it would be the same. So it's an increase of $200,000 in the program for a total of $550,000.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to change it. We do have a point of agreement.
There's a few points of agreement.
One or two of them.
Yes, we don't want to.
Members, the next, if you'll turn to page 10, then, the next program unit is the Natural Heritage Program, and there's actually just one package in this program unit, and that's package 801, LFO Analyst Adjustments, and it just reduces the budget for this program unit by $60 general fund for the reduction in the Attorney General hourly rate reduction. Package 811, only printed because there is a package 811 in the House version, but there is no package 811 in the Senate version. That completes that program unit. And then if you turn to page 11, that starts the South SLU program unit, and there are several packages for this program. The first one is package 070, which simply reduces services and supplies, the budget for services and supplies to ensure that adequate federal funds are available to cover personal services costs. So it's just moving some things around, and LFO's recommendation is that you approve that package. It's a reduction of $9,814 federal funds. Package 107 is continue South SLU federally funded limited duration positions, and this adds federal funds expenditure limitation and continues six limited duration positions for work related to federal grants. And LFO's recommendation is that you approve that package as modified for the PERS rate reduction. This would provide an amount of funding identical to what's in the House budget. The House budget also continues those positions as limited duration.
I'm sorry, the House does continue the six positions?
Yes, as does. It continues, both versions continue the positions as limited duration.
And they both fund for six?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's simply because it's federal funding and
yes,
there's no certainty that it's going to continue.
I think it's reasonable.
Okay. Package 109 is called Increased Fiscal Accountability for the South SLU. This would add other funds expenditure limitation and a permanent position for bookkeeping and federal grant reporting and administration. It shifts support from federal funds to other funds based on a federal audit recommendation, and then it also reclassifies a position. The LFO recommendation is to go ahead and approve the reclassification, the fund shift, as adjusted for the PERS rate reduction, but do not approve the new position since it's not in the Senate budget plan. And this provides a package that's identical to the House version as well. Package 113 is Information Systems Infrastructure for South SLU. This adds federal funds expenditure limitation to add a limited duration position to provide on-site information systems support for the program. And LFO's recommendation is that you approve the package as modified for the PERS rate reduction. And this is identical to the package in the House version of the budget for the agency. Package 801 adjusts the budget for the PERS rate reduction, where we haven't already done so, and the Attorney General hourly rate reduction. It also adds a position, a 0.33 FTE, and some federal funds expenditure limitation for a November 2004 emergency board action that wasn't included in the governor's budget due to timing. And LFO's recommendation is that you approve that package. And that's identical to what's in the House version. Package 811, if you'll Oh, I'm sorry. There is no package 811. That's in the House version, but again, it just did print it out in this spreadsheet. So that actually completes the packages for South SLU.
So there is an 811 for the House version?
There is. That, Mr. Chair, I believe that's their 3% general fund reduction, right, in services and supplies and capital outlay.
Okay. It shows up in at least a couple different places here.
Yes, but there's no reduction. It just prints out the package title.
Okay.
Then, if you'll turn to page 14 of 15, that starts our last program unit, and that's capital improvements. And there are two packages in this program unit. The first one is package 102, protecting common school fund assets. This would add other funds expenditure limitation for a variety of activities, including rangeland management, surveys, fire suppression, noxious weed control. Other activities protect assets of the common school fund. And LFO's recommendation is that you reduce the other funds limitation of the package to $206,000. And this is based on the availability of funds in the base budget and also the ability of the agency to request additional limitation from the emergency board if needed. And that is identical to what's in the House budget. And package 105 is called critical building maintenance, and this adds other funds expenditure limitation for electrical, roofing, carpeting, heating, and ventilation projects at the State Lands Building in Salem. And LFO's recommendation is that you not approve the package, but direct the agency to request the limitation from the emergency board if needed once a plan, including timelines and costs for the necessary projects, is developed. And this is identical to the package in the House version of the budget for the agency. And I would also point out that it's come to my attention that the agency is considering taking over the maintenance of the building rather than having DAS do these projects. And so it provides an opportunity for this, the cost of the projects to be revisited and better estimates provided.
You know what GE board they're going to come back to? As time is set.
Mr. Chair, probably several of them, but there are no specific ones
probably
designated.
Later, my guess is later this fall, early winter. We'll have estimates by then that we can submit to the board.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, members, yes, I believe we've gone through all the policy option packages. If you like, or I could, do you want me to run through the recommended bill amendments and just follow the sequence of the memo, or what's your preference?
I'm tempted to just do this as a final motion.
Okay.
And go through it, because we have a lot of controversy here. Let's go ahead and run the whole thing.
Okay. We've talked about performance measures. You gave the agency some direction. So their LFO's recommendation is that you just adopt the or approve the attached report entitled Legislatively Adopted Performance Measures. And that would be consistent with the action taken on the performance measures by the House's Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources, although they didn't direct the agency to, you know, review the number of performance measures.
Was there a discussion about the performance measure, or they just accepting the way they work?
Mr. Chair, there really wasn't too much discussion. I went over some of the changes that had been asked of the agency, as well as ones that the agency presented, and you can see these in the report where things are crossed out or put in bold.
Deleted or changed,
right.
But I think it needs to be a continuing process.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right.
That's what the discussion was on the House side. The budget note you've probably heard numerous times because it involves a lot of agencies, and I'll just read it into the record if you'll bear with me. The Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, the Department of State Lands, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and the Water Resources Department will work with the Office of Regulatory Streamlining on one or more projects to streamline the delivery of water-related permitting programs and projects, including water-related permitting associated with removal fill projects, and on permitting associated with aggregate mining activities. The agencies will report back on their plans and progress to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee no later than April 30th, 2006 and December 31st, 2006. To the greatest extent practical, the Office of Regulatory Streamlining will involve the co-chairs of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee or their designees in any work group activities needed to implement this budget note. And this budget note does have the approval of both the chair of the House Special Committee on Budget and the chair of the Senate Special Committee on Budget.
Thank you very much. Any further questions?
Discussion? I would entertain a final motion for Senate Bill 5546 as amended to be passed to the Special Senate Special Senate Committee on Budget.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions or discussion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, hearing none. So ordered. And we will close.
Mr. Chair, if I could just clarify for the record. Since the performance measures and the budget note are not incorporated into the bill itself, I just wanted to clarify for the record that your motion includes approval of both
absolutely.
The performance measures and the budget
performance
note.
Measures thank and you. The budget note all. Right. Thank you for clarifying that. Work session closed, and we will now have a very quick Department of Forestry discussion.
Hi. Hello. You have to open the work session.
Yes, I will. I'll let you sit down and catch your breath at least. Okay.
I'm good.
Ready to go?
I've been there for 2 weeks.
I hear one of them took Sunday off down there. I don't know what they're thinking about. That's unacceptable almost. You know. We're opening a work session on Senate Bill 612. We will open a work session for possible reconsideration. Yeah, I'm going to request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5612 is reported out with the recommendation to the full committee.
Okie dokie.
Seeing no objection, as long as there's no objection, since there's no objection, then since there's at least two-thirds of us, probably three or three of us agree. Well, I will now accept a motion to reconsider the vote, which Senate Bill 612 is reported out with a recommendation to the full committee. So moved. Do I hear any objections, any discussion? So ordered. I think the best way to approach this is why don't you lead us through this change, and then I have another discussion to make, too.
Okay. Okay. Members of the committee, the reason the budget is back before the committee is to adopt the budget note that we didn't adopt during our work session because it related to a policy package that we did not approve. It is now the Senate Special Committee on Budget's desire to adopt the budget note but still not adopt the policy package. And so I've given you the budget note. The budget note requires the agency to provide some reports to the legislative leadership and the emergency board prior to committing or spending any money relating to the department's strategy for how they are going to deploy additional forest fire suppression resources to address severe forest fire conditions. And so...
My understanding is this is a narrative, not a true budget note. Have both sides agreed to this as a budget note?
This is a budget note, yes.
And both sides have agreed to it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We had in our budget, because there was a difference between asking for a special appropriation or asking them to go back to DE board without the special appropriation for the spending of this money, we had a conflict from the budget notes, and as I read through it, I realized we had that conflict with the co-chair and came back with this so that we still have a process by which we have to go back to the e-board, but we really want the agency to be very aggressive in obtaining federal funds to help fight forest fires as much as they possibly can. I assume they are already, but we want to make that point as clear as possible, and we think these budget notes do that. If this is your first chance you had to read this budget note, is there any obvious conflict in your minds or concerns?
Senator Schrader is the one that put us to this.
Actually, no.
You found it.
The good chair found this one by himself, so I went through it. It made no sense to me, and I couldn't put it together, and we went back and talked about it, and it was just there were agreed budget notes, and then there was a slight change in how we're handling the appropriation that the House did different than ours, and it made ours not match, really.
That's right.
So it was already to the floor, and I said, doggone, I should have caught it earlier, but I didn't. So I'm sure we would have been sitting in an e-board someday arguing over it, so I want to make it clear now what we're doing.
So you need a motion to approve the budget notes.
Now, first, one, everyone have a chance to read it here? Are you okay with it?
Yeah. You only confused because I thought I heard Senator Schrader taking the blame the other day, and not you. And I
certainly
would like to give it to the good senator, co-chair.
We both should have caught it, and I should have caught it earlier, and I didn't. But when I did catch it, we went ahead and fixed it. Okay, and run it back through. It's a failure on both our parts, and I think a few other eyes were on this too that probably didn't quite catch it also. I think this resolves it. It's a minor thing, but I could just see a problem in e-board, you know, six months or 3 months from now, depending on what the Forest Fire Service does and things that happen. I guess we'd be all arguing about who was doing what to who when. So
you can blame LFO.
Blame LFO. So I would entertain a motion to accept this budget note.
So moved.
Any objection? Discussion? Hearing none. So ordered. I want to also discuss one other issue right now because I don't like to pretend that something else isn't going on when, in fact, something red hot is going on. We have a budget note in this that refers to the sustainability of cut in the state force. And the budget note in simple terms says that the department is instructed to maintain their present cut levels. And at the same time present a new plan to the legislature, which may well change those cut levels. And depending on what your definition of sustainability is, that ends up being what your cut level should be. And this is a very, very important discussion. I fully expect that when the department comes back to us in about 18 months with their new plan, which has hopefully been discussed with local officials, with the state, with advocacy groups, including the environmental groups. Now, when you look at habitat and you look at endangered species, you look at recreational use of the forest as well as cut, that those cuts will probably be reduced. I have been told by the department head, HC head, that at this point he thinks the budget note's acceptable and in the long term will not affect attaining those goals. There are those who feel very differently about this. They feel the cuts are too high and that they're going to affect our ability in the future to obtain those new goals, whatever they may be. There are others who feel the cuts are too low and that we should be cutting more to make the forest more productive on an economic basis, to help local industry, to help local counties with their funds, to help Common School Fund. This is a red-hot debate, and I don't want to think we're just brushing over this. I believe the present budget note will probably be altered before we get out of this building. And the process we're in right now is that both sides agree to budget notes, and they move on, but the budget notes are not final until such time as they pass the final budget. And those budget notes can, and I'm assuming some of them will be modified, including this one, which I think will be modified. The same process is being used as far as the numbers in these budgets also. They're also, as we all realize, going to have to be brought together in some way. So the budget notes and the numbers are all going to be, in the end, sometime in August, September, or whenever, we're going to get together and start resolving some of these issues. At the present time, that's obviously not occurring. So I want to assure people in this room that it would be almost impossible for us to change a budget note at this point of this magnitude on something that we really haven't agreed on. And whether that budget note should have been agreed to in the very first place is a very big question, understandably. But this is not the final throw. The final throw is going to come when we get this budget together and we sit down around our table and say, okay, where do you want the money to go and where do you want those budget notes to go? Okay?
To just loving this role.
I know. I'm, you know, but I don't. You know, I just don't like to pass stuff out, not discussing it. I think you got to discuss it so people know what's going on, and it stops the rumor mill. It makes it clear. It makes people know where we're going and trying to go. And I've sat here many times as not being the chair and wishing those discussions occurred, because I walk out of the room and everybody's saying, well, what's going to happen? Well, I'm making it as clear as I possibly can what's going to happen.
And I appreciate
this
that.
This budget is not finished. Okay? Not by a long shot.
Dr. Bates, I certainly appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that we have been included along the way in some of those discussions of budget notes, so that it isn't a total surprise when we're sitting here.
Thank you. So, having said that, we're going to close this work.
Oops. We need to move the will.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, by the will. We will move Senate Bill, what is it, 5612. I entertain a motion to move Senate Bill 5612 as amended back once again to the full committee.
I want to go on the original bill, so I don't have to be consistent.
I consistently vote no, yes.
He's consistent. So moved.
Noted one objection. Any other discussion? Hearing none, seeing none, so ordered, and we will close this work session now on 5512, hopefully for the 5612, I'm sorry, for the last time at this level. Thank you.